previously under a system where you had represented employees and non-represented employees, those being in a union and those not being in a union, that would be a difference as well. No one's freedom of association or freedom of speech is taken away. In fact, if anything, this is empowering a larger number of people. The only people who were stuck under the previous system were the hardworking taxpayers. It's just in the short term, the worst-case scenario would be the stay is not granted. These school boards, these city councils, these counties have already set the levy for this year. So it's one of those, be careful what you ask for if you're the union leadership. In the worst-case scenario, without a stay, these local governments may have no other option but then to issue layoff notices. And I think that's not good for anybody.